The force, to be known as MISCA, will take over in September from the 6,000-strong African-led mission currently on the ground. The Africans, with about 2,000 French troops, have been trying to restore calm after renewed intercommunal fighting erupted in December, with mainly Christian anti-Belaka militias attacking Muslim Seleka rebels in Bangui. Seleka forces overthrew the government just over a year ago. The country is now facing a huge humanitarian disaster, with more than half the population in need of aid and nearly a million people displaced. CAR Foreign Minister Toussaint Kongo-Doudou welcomed the creation of the UN force.
Today, the adoption of this resolution authorizing the deployment of MINUSCA is the start of a decisive phase in the process of restoring peace and security, and hence stabilizing the Central African Republic.
French Ambassador Gérard Araud said the new force would be a turning point.
Their mandate under Chapter 7 will focus on protection of civilians, restoration of law and order, support to humanitarian access, monitoring of human rights, and fighting impunity.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Samantha Power, visited the CAR this week. She told reporters the violence there has brought the country to the edge of disaster.
Untold horrors continue in small villages throughout the countryside, and more than 19,000 Muslims are trapped in the capital, too afraid of anti-Balaka forces to leave their hiding places.
Washington has pledged up to $100 million to support restoring security and an additional $67 million for humanitarian needs since January. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.